neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rav Shalom gives his grandchildren a special blessing that he places Ephraim before Menashe, and all of a sudden, Yosef HaTzadik complains. He says, no, that's not how you should give a blessing to my children. Menashe is the firstborn. So now the question here is, it's already done. He gave the blessing. So if you have a complaint, you should...
Beforehand.
Yeah, do beforehand. You notice this? Yeah? So what's the answer? How come he waited?
Respect of the father.
Respect the father. Beautiful. Beautiful. So when he complains afterward, is that disrespect?
Yes.
If you have respect, you don't complain.
Yes.
You don't reject. So now from here we learn. What do we learn?
No complaints.
You should not stop it.
Okay. So why is he complaining afterwards? So, we learn here very important matter that difference of opinion, either you want it or not, so you're better off to want it better than not want it. It's there. So now, the question is how you handle this matter. And the answer here is, to have a difference of opinion, there's nothing wrong with it. But how to place and present your rejection or contradiction needs a... What does it need?
A little training.
Needs a skill, right.
Yes.
Such as, let's say, you walk in to a place, for example, Beit Knesset, and then it's freezing. What temperature you like? Like 40 is good? Yeah. So now, as soon as you walk in, because you're not used to, you're not habited to close the door behind you or to close the door gently, that takes lots of years to be trained as far as how to close the door. So you leave the door open. And as soon as you walk in, a tzaddik gets up right away and closes the door. And that means, what does it mean? What kind of person you are? It's freezing. I mean, he doesn't say anything, but, why won't you close the door? How would you feel? Huh?
No.
Terrible. Why? Because you right away, you put it in his palm of his hand, his hat, that's not hat, you know. And it's very interesting, some people, that never happens. Just as an example, in Beit Knesset, when they come and sit at the table, they like to rearrange the table. They put a flower somewhere else. They put a Kleenex somewhere else. And then, disarrange the whole thing. And then you get up, and then you fix it the way it should be. So, but that's not sure. That means you're telling him you are very
impolite.
No, there's another word for it. The one that the people that they're not neat and clean.
Disorganized.
So now here we learn a very important lesson. No, I can bring you many other examples, maybe this afternoon, but yeah. But here is the unbelievable message that we see Yosef HaTzadik. He says that his Abba obviously is doing something that is very, very unexpected, and maybe to him is very strange, and maybe it could have lots of side effects. And that's what his complaint was all about. Because he was trying to say that, you know what I went through? You know what I went through all these years? Because you did it to me. You put your right hand on my head. And they became jealous of me. You gave me a special garment, Ketonet Pasim. And you did it again. You're doing it again. That's what he's saying. But his Abba says, no, Yadati, Yadati. For whatever reason that he had, and he waited. And you know what happens sometimes? You know, if you wait a little bit before closing the door of the gentleman that maybe he's not used to close the door, then you notice there was a big fly, and then he went out. So he said, Baruch Hashem, you didn't close the door. Or before you get up and make the right arrangement on the table, somebody was rushing to go to his seat, and if the flower was on that place that you wanted it, it will be fall on the floor. And you thank him. That's how you have to make sure that immediate correction has lots of side effects. And some people, you know, it's very interesting. There's another example I was going to tell you this afternoon, but maybe I'll tell you now. You know, the people, they see a nice flyer on the door. Tonight lecture at this time, at this place, with this rabbi. A German comes and reads it and looks at it. A typo! The whole flyer, what he sees, it's a mistake. He doesn't see anything else. The place, the lecture, nothing. Why? Because he is into editing. It's not only the scriptures. He edits constantly. People, family, anybody, friends. And that creates lots of...
Pain.
Lots of pain. And that's what we have to learn, you know, give it a little time, you know. Maybe we like the new remodeling. Maybe the fresh air, you know, go enjoy it. And that's what we see. We learn from Yosef HaTzadik, Alav Shalom. He waited patiently. So Abba did whatever that he was planning to do. And then he came saying, no, Abba, maybe it's not so. And that was it. That's it. It's only one more pasuk, and that's it. And that's how it is in life. And it brings such a joy and simcha to yourself and people around you. They're not going to say, he came again? What is going to fix now? What is going to fix now? And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to read the flyer, even with the typo. Amen. And he's giving Yeshua the Sola Tovot. Amen. 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 Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.